Council, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the Acting Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, the Chair of the 13th Forum on Minority Issues, distinguished invitees, ladies and gentlemen. Every epoch of human history comes with a corresponding development, especially in communication. From the days of the radio and newspaper communication, the world has moved to television, and today we are in the era of social media, which seems to be one of the fastest ways of disseminating and sharing information across the world. Despite this beautiful image of the social media, it has also become a platform for sustaining and spreading hate speech. In recent years, propagators of hate speech have mainly targeted minority groups, and in some cases leading to conflicts or fanning the flames of conflict or nursing the seeds of conflict. This invokes the responsibility of state, intergovernmental organizations, internet companies, and social media platforms, which must not remain indifferent faced with this menace, which UN scribe Antonio Guterres called a demon. Intergovernmental organizations have a major role to play because their influence goes beyond boundaries with a leverage on governments and internet companies. There are a plethora of IGOs in the world, but very few of them make the issue of hate speech a priority. I can cite the case of the Council of Europe Youth Department, which funds the No Hate Speech Youth Campaign. A similar consideration is given at the highest level by the UN, which informs its decision for an annual summit just to address hate speech. At the level of African Union, the issue of hate speech and social media has been given very little institutional attention, but for few speeches during the high-profile events like the 836th meeting of the Peace and Security Council of the AU in April 2019. At the level of the Central Africa and even ECOWAS, hate speech, the focus has been on the mega issues like security, peace, economics, and so on. With the growing menace of hate speech on social media, we call on IGOs, heads of states, governments, to organize encounters at the highest levels specifically to address this issue. Campaigns and movements should also be sponsored by IGOs, focusing on positive narratives, promoting mutual respect for one another, empathy, and social cohesion on social media platforms as well as mainstream media. IGOs can also incorporate in their communication departments social media hate speech monitoring systems, which could also track and counteract such attitudes. This will also serve as an early warning signal. IGOs should also invest in the training of media workers, because the media is a very, very powerful tool. The international community, especially the United Nations, should encourage and assist states in enacting laws addressing hate speech and fostering an implementation mechanism. The current conflict in the English-speaking region of Cameroon has been largely fueled by senior state officials who use derogatory words against the English-speaking minority. If such personalities were persecuted for their derogatory remarks, the conflict would have been mitigated. Now, states. Since the Rwandan genocide, many states have been addressing the issue of hate speech, especially on social media. In Cameroon, the government enacted a law against hate speech in 2019. However, this law failed to define hate speech. In 2018, the government also invited officials of Facebook, and in a synergetic action, the accounts of many activists were suspended. Inasmuch as a synergy between states and internet companies can be a strong arm against hate speech on social media, it should not be used to target government dissidents or political opponents, and should not lead to the shutdown of internet like in Mali, Burundi, Cameroon, and many other countries. States can partner with IGOs to train personnel in order to monitor online platforms and counteract hate speech. However, it is very important for all governmental agencies to have updated social media platforms as well as internet sites. It becomes possible for them to use these links to monitor and counteract hate speech directed at minority groups in the society. In 2016, in our research on online presence of the governmental services and ministries in Cameroon, we realized that more than out of about 60 services consulted, less than 5 had updated websites and social media presence. In such a situation, it becomes very difficult for a state like Cameroon to even trace, identify, and counteract such messages. Since the outbreak of COVID, 19. The public health minister has been doing a good job on Twitter, but more needs to be done. States must work with CSOs, community organizations, IGOs to enact laws combating hate speech on social media, in particular, especially laws protecting the rights of minority groups. Despite the difficulty in tracing fake profiles on social media, it is possible to counteract or to limit, especially with modern technologies. Issues of non-violent communication, especially targeting hate speech in general and social media, should also be introduced at the level of schools to train young citizens. Now, internet companies and social media platforms. Internet companies and social media platforms have a huge responsibility in addressing the question of hate speech because they provide a virtual platform for the expression of such messages. Most of these companies have policies against hate speech, which is always displayed on their platforms, especially to new subscribers. These companies have also deleted or blocked photos, videos, and some sites propagating what they term hate speech or messages capable of hurting, causing harm, or inciting violence in the society. However, these companies can do better by creating a synergy with local government CSO to identify what constitutes hate speech in context and impose an authentic restriction. What constitutes hate speech in America may not necessarily be hate speech in a place like Ethiopia. Therefore, any effective control wants collaboration with local authorities and experts, which will entail a study of the sociology, the politics, and the economy and the culture of the people. In conclusion, generally, the problematic of hate speech should not occasion media censorship or internet blackout in our society. It should not also be an opportunity for human rights abuses of suspects or promoters of such extreme ideologies. Moreover, it should